It's the California Update from KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Governor Jerry Brown's plans for how to spend money from last fall's tobacco tax increase may be problematic because they don't go far enough to bolster Medi-Cal spending. Well, that's according to a new report by California's Legislative Analyst Office, which examined Brown's plans for Prop 56 revenue. Here's Carolyn Chu with the LAO.
Arguably, voters approved Proposition 56 to increase funding for Medi-Cal. The governor's proposal may not be increasing spending in the program in the way that some might believe was intended by the voters.
California's top medical and dental associations said early this year that Brown's plans to spend Prop 56 funds did not include raising rates for doctors who serve Medi-Cal patients. A spokesman for the governor's Department of Finance said the legislature can use the new tax money to increase provider rates, but to do that, they would need to find more than $1 billion from other general fund programs. Final decisions on how to use the Prop 56 funds will be subject to negotiations this spring between the legislature and the governor. After a town hall meeting Tuesday in Mariposa, Congressman Tom McClintock told reporters that he would support cutting off federal funds, not just to sanctuary cities, but even to the state of California.
A state cannot defy federal law by refusing to obey it. It can challenge it in court, and I certainly encourage states to do that. That's an important part of our federal structure. But to defy federal law is lawless.
Since California passed the Trust Act in 2014, police and sheriff's departments across the state have limited their participation in immigration enforcement. That could change under the Trump administration if members of Congress, like Tom McClintock, vote to tie federal funding to cooperation with immigration agents. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. Your comments always welcome at listener@krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.